According to Waterfront Rescue Mission, roughly 800 people, men, women, and children, are homeless in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties at any one time.
We met with the county at the end of August, and we had a fairly good meeting on this. I think we're still coming down to the position of what we can do.
At his weekly news conference on Monday, the mayor said they spoke with members of the faith-based community who actively deal with the homeless. He conceded there are aspects of the issue the city of Pensacola and Escambia County will be good at, and others not so much.
Me, to think that what we would be the highest and best use for us to do would be a day center. That continues to be my thought, but you know, I need the county to also agree to that because, you know, let's face it, we're the junior partner. We're not going to have as much money to bring to the table.
Funding appears to be one issue that the city will have to take a back seat. Citing Sarasota, the mayor said some cities put a substantial amount of money into local homeless programs, but Pensacola does not look to be one of them. Robinson said there are a lot of things pulling the city in various directions.
The money that we have would be more local option sales tax money, which would be oriented towards something more like a building than daily operations. If we try to compare ourselves to Sarasota right now, we're far behind them. And to try to become them right off the bat, I think we've got to crawl before we walk, before we run. Sarasota's running. We're not even crawling right now.
The April summit and what it produced are the sources of Robinson's optimism in setting up a day space where the homeless can come to get basic services, adding that the building can be managed by the city and county.
We would have a place where people could go. They could come in. They could interact with all the other partners who are dealing with this. As I've said before, the reason people get into homelessness or the way they get out of homelessness is so varied. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
What we would hope to do is to go around the table and give you 2 or 3 minutes to state what's your goals, your objectives, what do you see wrong, what do you see bad, and what can we do as a municipality, a city, a county to help.
Escambia County Commission Chairman Lumen May joined the mayor in convening the Homeless Summit at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Grover and I mean, we're never going to be service providers, but we can provide resources, so we'd like to walk out of here knowing what can the city and the county do together. 2 or 3 goals. We're not looking for a million. We're just looking for 2 or 3.
Different groups, nonprofits, faith-based, and governmental, have different rules when it comes to the homeless, says the mayor, which work for different people in different situations.
I spoke to the churches and said, yeah, I think that's why we have so many different denominations. We're not one size fits all. It's how we come to whatever religion we come to. We're all a little bit different, and that's why we all have something different to get us to where we need to go, and same situation here.
Doubling down on his call for a one-stop service center, Robinson pointed to some instances within the city limits where people have been trespassed out of places that have air conditioning.
Perhaps we need to find a place that is air conditioned. My vision is I would love it to have some type of a kitchen facility where at least people could come in and eat so that when they're done, we can clean it all up and it's not just sitting out in the road. It would be better for the community all the way around. It'd be a win-win-win.
Meanwhile, there's talk about inmates at the local state prison, Century Correctional Institution, using their carpentry and construction skills to build so-called tiny homes. Houses generally under 600 square feet.
I do think there's an opportunity for other organizations, partner organizations, to work within that. If we were together and we had a day center where we could all come together and communicate in the same language and have the same data files, all of that would be very positive. It would be a good start, and at least we'd start crawling.
While they can be built on foundations, slabs, most tiny homes are built on trailers and are known as a THO, tiny house on wheels. Price tag about $25,000 to $30,000. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.